County, Taney County budget. Mr. Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
It is my pleasure to present to you the 2020 budget for Taney County, Missouri. It was prepared on an actual cash-based balance with estimated revenues based upon actual revenues and expenditures from previous years, as well as other relevant information. General County revenue showed a reserve at the end of the calendar year of 2019 of $5,115,724.74. For the 2020 budget, the anticipated revenues are $14,630,841.51. The anticipated expenditures are $16,755,785.45. Included in these expenditures are the emergency fund of $500,000, contingency fund of $500,000, and capital improvement fund of $200,000. It also includes a county airport grant of $125,000 for improvements to the airport. It also includes a transfer of $1 million to the law enforcement fund, of which will be reimbursed as revenue is received by the end of the year. Taney County Road and Bridge Fund is separated into two funds, showing a combined reserve at the end of the calendar year of 2019 of $12,075,160.35. The total 2020 budget revenues are $11,524,750. The total expenditures are $15,206.08.10. Some of these expenditures include the capital improvement of $1.6 million and the contingency of $1.5 million. The expenditures will go to some bridge repairs, bridge replacements, and road improvements. The Taney County Sewer Fund ended the calendar year 2019 with a balance of $14,237,190.49. The budgeted revenues are $8,542,320.94. The budgeted expenditures are $18,256,538.70. A great amount of these expenditures are going to major sewer development projects. Included in these expenditures are the contingency of $1 million and an environmental service fund of $82,170. The law enforcement fund has a reserve of $1,122,970.89. The anticipated revenues for that fund is $3,110,000, and the anticipated expenditures are $3,460,220. The expenditures go to the bond payment and the maintenance of the judicial building. The upkeep for the Taney County jails continues to increase as the building ages. The bond payment is scheduled to be paid early in the year. As previously discussed, there is budgeted $1 million transfer of county funds to help pay for the expenses, which will be reimbursed by the end of the year. I am privileged to be the Taney County Auditor and serve the people of Taney County. With the grateful help of the elected officials, department heads, and staff, I present for your review and finalization the 2020 Taney County budget. We are in the process of getting the numbers put on those for signature, for the upper pages for the budget document.
There it is.
Here you guys go for the budget itself.
Are those numbers the same that I received late Friday?
Yes.
The expansion?
It's just a page.
So the expenditures being approved is $16,755,000. And the expected revenue projected is $14,638,000. Okay. And that $1 million that is coming out of GCR to perhaps up to a million to pay the bond payment in March or 1st of April.
It's the,
it'll go back in by the end of the year as soon as it goes.
Correct.
So that's an in out in this, in the budget. That's not,
in both budgets, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
In the fund of the GCR and the fund of the bond.
So projected in this and concerning what is actually coming out of reserves, that million doesn't actually play into that at all because it's an in and out, right?
So you'll be, the anticipated expenditures will be, included on that.
Okay. Thank you. So what, your final total, did you actually project that came out of reserve for 2019?
The amount.
Was it 1,044,644,18? Okay, thank you. I just want to be sure I was correct in my figures.
It'd be on the top.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other comments or questions or
things?
Move to approve the 2020 budget.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
If we live by this budget at the end of 20, we would have in reserves, and it's a budget, a living document that changes by the revenues and the expenses. But if we taken out allowing the contingency and emergency, if we live by it at the end of 2020, we would then have $3,999,780.80. If we continue that pattern in 2021 of our expenses being greater than our revenues, we would then have at the end of 2021 $2,866,000. If we continue that pattern, at that time, we'd end 2022 with $1,742,780. We've talked about the importance of being conservative and talked to elected officials on to make everyone aware of importance of living within our means, of balancing. And we've met with every elected official, and we've given them their request, in agreement with them, their request that they felt was necessary for their office to continue as it is. And we've taken from accounts that are not GCR admin fees. I think it's plain for us to see that how, if it were my business I was running, I'd have to tighten my belt. Couldn't continue that pattern.
Just for clarification, what when you say the funds, you're specifically talking about one fund, not all the funds, correct?
I'm talking strictly on the GCR fund. The other funds are doing great. They're, well, our road and bridge and our sewer, the reason for that tax is to build it. They're paying it down, and you'll see a big drop in it. But they have a 5-year projection sheet of knowing, and they're doing what that fund is supposed to do, is to build sewer plants to keep the, for the reason it was voted in. Road and Bridge is building bridges. They're maintaining the roads for the customers.
To clarify, because that way there's no misunderstanding. That.
So I'm just talking GCR.
When you're just talking GCR?
Yes, sir.
And just to make a point, it's not a matter of tightening belts, as to me anyways, as much as having to provide the services that are expected for us to provide without different funding mechanisms that the state doesn't allow us to do, but at the same time, adding all kinds of unfunded mandates that the state requires us to do. And to that point, just in Sheriff's Department, jail, juvenile, and prosecution services alone, we are budgeted to spend over $5.2 million. So $5.2 million of our GCR budget, which is the revenues of $14,630,000. We are expected to pay for every office, recorder's office, collector's office, commission office, auditor's office, coroner. Everything is expected to come out of GCR. And then with that, again, you add in the sheriff, prosecutor, jail, and it does not include any upkeep or maintenance for the building. We're over $5.2 million. So I don't know that it's... You say tightening belts. I'm not disagreeing. I guess the way I would put it is we're going to have to figure out either ways to reduce services because... But there's no... I don't want people thinking that we're out there wasting money, because we're not out there just wasting money. It's not like we're buying $100,000 pens like you hear in the federal. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't want there to be a misconception there, because I feel like people, they pay attention to national politics and take those same assumptions and give it to local politics or local government, whether it be a municipality or a county, and sometimes even the state, and there's just no correlation. So that's the only way there'd be any misunderstandings. But yes, there is some serious decisions that we're going to have to make in the future. So
what I'm saying, if you have X amount of dollars to spend, you can only spend that amount of money. So you have to look at where you can continue your services to the people and live within your budget. And so I would strongly urge every department head that budget is approved at that, to look at throughout the year, do I have to spend this to give, to serve my people well?
I think we're both saying the same thing, just differently. Same but different. My little sister says that. It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
And there are...
I'm ready to vote.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
I think you already said aye, didn't you?
No.
We did.
Okay. You call it?
So we got... I did. I called the vote. I've got two ayes, one nay. Is mm-hmm. that correct? Mm-hmm. Motion carries.
Okay.
Saying that, we're three commissioners and we'll all work together within that budget to do the very best that we can in Kane County. We stand united.